Now, we are ready to get back out there, travel, go places, do things. And most of our trips, we've been really focusing a little bit more on domestic trips. Hi, this is Anita, and I'm back here on Travel with Anita and Friends, and I want to move us into talking about international travel, because you guys know how much I love to go to all these different international destinations. But before we do that, it's kind of a mixed bag out there when we're considering international travel. According to Condé Nast Traveler, on Monday, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, revised its coronavirus travel guidelines for over 100 countries to better differentiate countries with severe breakout situations from countries that are more a little bit sustained and controlled. And the COVID spread is not really as affecting the country and travel as much as some other countries as what we're seeing there. The agency said on its website that it really wants us to focus on this so that we are more aware of where we can and cannot travel, and then also to the risks that we're taking when we're going different places. Now, these new CDC travel guidelines now include specific recommendations for both vaccinated and unvaccinated travelers. So you definitely want to check out their website. Now, there are 110 changes, including 61 places that have been downgraded from the highest level of 4 status to a level of 3, plus about 50 more levels to about level 1 and level 2, according to the CDC. The U.S. State Department has mirrored the CDC changes by lowering 85 of its own travel advisories for countries, including Japan, ahead of the Olympics that's coming up, but did not lower all of the 110 advisories that the CDC did, because they were taking into consideration a couple of other things. One thing, flight availability, and also, too, flying and some of the recommendations that airlines still have in place. Some of the countries that were downgraded to a level one, if you're considering wanting to go and travel international for a low COVID-19 risk, include Singapore, Israel, South Korea, Iceland, and Belize. Down to a level 2, which would be the moderate risk, were countries like Barbados and Bermuda, Cambodia, Uganda, and Zambia. And countries that were downgraded from a level 4 high risk to a level 3 also included Ecuador, France, the Philippines, South Africa, Mexico, Russia, Spain, Switzerland, Turkey, the Ukraine, Honduras, Hungary, and Italy. Now, did I mention any countries in there that you have an interest in going to? I've been wanting to plan a trip over to Switzerland, so it's kind of interesting to see that it was actually up at a very high level and was reduced down to a level 3, which I still consider pretty high. Level 3 is high, and level 4 is very high. So you can see there that these levels do kind of make a difference, and we want to pay attention to them. So again, level 1 is for low COVID-19. Level 2 is for moderate risk. Level 3 is for high COVID-19 risk. And level 4 is for very high risk. You really want to consider that and think about that if the country is rated as that. Now, if you are planning to travel internationally, these continue to, you know, to be our concerns, these different restrictions and mandates, because U.S. citizens, if you're entering back into the country, you still have to make sure that you have a negative COVID-19 test that was taken no more than 72 hours in advance. And you also need to take into consideration that, you know, when you're traveling back to some places, as I mentioned in the last segment, you may also be required to quarantine. Your company that you're working for may want you to do that as well. So I would advise you that you want to check the CDC website, which is cdc.gov, and also the U.S. State Department's website for the most up-to-date information. And always check with the tourism websites, too, of the countries that you're interested in visiting, because they do keep the most up-to-date information on different requirements, mandates, what's open, what's closed, because, of course, they're trying to encourage you to come back to see them and visit with them. So they have definitely the most up-to-date information. Now, the CDC guidelines are to help you make informed decisions about where to travel, but it does not tell you whether or not everything is open or closed in a country. So you will need to do that research with each individual country that you're interested in visiting with and those tourism boards to make sure that you're getting the best resources possible. Now, I want to talk about something else, too, because what I found as well, now that we're coming out of this pandemic, we spent a lot of time on Zoom where this is the first time that we were inviting so many people into our homes and our personal lives and our private lives than ever before. And I think everybody has probably done at least one Zoom. Some of us have done multiple Zooms and we have Zoom fatigue. But it made us maybe become a little bit more relaxed with our surroundings and what we're exposing to just the general public out there or the people that might be on the Zoom with you. So this kind of equates into really a more relaxed attitude that we may also have on social media. And we want to think about a couple of things, because more than 70% of Americans have a social media presence. So it could be that you're on Facebook. It could be that you're on Instagram, wherever it might be that you are posting pictures or sharing information, making comments of things. It may not even be comments that you're making in your own posts, but you're commenting on someone else's pictures or someone else's posts. So I have a couple of guidelines that I wanted to talk about a little bit here, because this is a little bit concerning that we're getting a little bit too relaxed with some of these things. Not only photos, but comments and things about what is going on with our, in our lives. So one of the things that we want to do is we want to think about some of the pictures and things that we are posting. It's graduation time right now. We're posting lots of graduation pictures. And one of the things that we want to think about is, are we taking a picture with that graduate standing in front of the school? That's letting people know, like, where your child attends school. What about anniversaries? You may show, you may talk about your favorite restaurant that you have in your neighborhood. So you're letting people know exactly where your neighborhood is. Birthdays, when we celebrate those online. And our favorite restaurants in the neighborhoods could also be bakeries or just little places where we're posting pictures that tie us to a certain location. So we want to think about all of that as we're posting them, as well as when we are commenting. So even if you're not necessarily showing the name of that, if you say, that's my favorite bakery right down the street from my house that I like to go and have my favorite cup of coffee each morning. Now, we're sharing all of these things online, and technology has become sort of our easy way to do that. But I say we need to ask ourselves, what do we want the world to know, and what do we want to keep private? Does the world need to know the name of your child's school? Do they need to know all of these things? So stop and think about what we're sharing. Are we sharing pets' names online? That may also be your password. Be aware of what's in your background, what's showing up there. That also goes over to Zoom as well. And take the location off of your photos by going into settings and taking the location services off. And look for red flags that someone may be trying to hack you or may have already hacked you and trying to get into your accounts. So don't open those emails that are not from someone that you know, or even if it's an email that has a strange subject line from someone that you know, check with them first to make sure that they have actually sent that email to you. And make those unique passwords. Those always are very helpful too. And look for security software that can help you as well. So let's continue to share, because that's one of the things that we do. I mean, social media is great about that. It connects us to people. But we just want to make sure that we stay safe. That's the main thing that we want to make sure of. And we're going to stop right here. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about some trips that are close by that I'm going to start covering. I'm calling them One Tank Destinations. One tank of gas, that's all you need. Go there, come back on One Tank of Gas. And when we come back, I have one that I just recently visited. And I can tell you guys, not only is it one tank, but it's one big bag of fun, too. You're definitely going to want to go here. So you guys sit tight. I'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel with Anita and Friends.
Don't stop believing.